Having uttered these last words, Beelzebub suddenly became silent and again deeply thoughtful, and Hasin and Ahun looked at him in wonder. After some time had passed, Beelzebub, shaking his head in a certain manner, turned again to Hasin and said, "I'm just thinking that it would be very good if to this question of yours, why our endlessness so often rejoices this holy planet with his appearance, I should answer in such a way that I could also explain, as I have several times promised you, about the fundamental cosmic laws by which our present world exists and is maintained, because it's only by taking these two questions together that you will have sufficient material for a full representation and a complete understanding of this holy planet, Purgatory, and at the same time learn more about the three brain beings who interest you and who arise on the planet Earth. I also now wish to give you as many clear and detailed explanations as possible concerning this holy planet, because sooner or later you will have to know about it, since every responsible three-brain being of our universe, irrespective of the cause and the place of his arising, and also of the form of his exterior coating, will ultimately have to understand everything about this holy planet. And he must know all this in order to strive to exist in the direction corresponding to the sense and aim of existence, a striving which is the objective lot of every three-brain being in whom, for whatever reason, the germ arises for the coating of the highest being body. And so, my boy, first of all, I must repeat once more that our endlessness was forced to create the whole world which exists at the present time. In the beginning, when nothing yet existed, and when the whole of the universe was empty, endless space, with the presence only of the prime source cosmic substance, Ethernokrilno, our most great and most holy Son Absolute existed alone in all this empty space. And it was on this sole cosmic concentration that our uni-being Creator, with his cherubim and seraphim, had the place of his most glorious being. It was just during this period of the flow of time that there appeared to our Creator, All-Maintainer, the imperative need to create our now existing megalocosmos, that is, our world. We were privileged to learn from the third most sacred canticle of our cherubim and seraphim that our omnipotent Creator once ascertained that the Sun Absolute, on which he dwelt with his cherubim and seraphim, was almost imperceptibly, yet steadily diminishing in volume. As this observation of his appeared very serious, he decided to review immediately all the laws which maintained the existence of that still unique cosmic concentration. During this review, it became clear to our omnipotent Creator, for the first time, that the sole cause of this gradual diminishing of the volume of the Sun Absolute was the Heropas, that is, the flow of time itself. Thereupon, our endlessness grew deeply thoughtful, for in his divine deliberations he had become clearly aware that if the action of the Heropas should continue to diminish the volume of the Sun Absolute, it would, sooner or later, bring about the complete destruction of this sole place of his being. And in view of this, our endlessness was compelled to take certain corresponding measures so that this pitiless Heropas could not bring about the eventual destruction of our most holy Son Absolute. Furthermore, we were found worthy of learning again from a sacred canticle of our cherubim and seraphim, but this time the fifth sacred canticle, that after this divine observation of his endlessness, He devoted himself entirely to finding some way of averting this inevitable and ordained by the lawful commands of the merciless Harapas, and that after long divine deliberations, he resolved to create our now existing megalocosmos. To understand more clearly how our endlessness decided to attain immunity from the maleficent action of the pitiless Harapas, and how he ultimately accomplished it, you must first know that before this Most Holy Son Absolute existed on the basis of the system called auto-egocrat, according to which the inner forces that maintained the existence of this cosmic concentration had an independent functioning not subject to any forces coming from outside. This system was based on those two fundamental sacred cosmic laws by which the whole of our megalocosmos is still maintained, namely, on the two primordial cosmic laws called the sacred Heptaparaparshanach and the sacred Triamazikamno. As I have already told you a little about these two fundamental sacred cosmic laws, I shall now try to explain them to you in rather more detail. The first of these primordial sacred cosmic laws, namely the law of Heptaparaparshanach, is formulated by cosmic objective science in the following words. The flow of forces follows a line that constantly deflects at specific intervals and unites again at its end. According to this sacred cosmic law, the line of the flow of forces has 7 points of deflection, or, as is otherwise said, 7 centers of gravity. And the distance between 2 consecutive points of deflection, or centers of gravity, is called a stopinder of the sacred Heptaparaparshanach. The complete process of this sacred law, acting through everything newly arising and existing, is always made up of 7 stopenders. And as regards the second primordial cosmic law, namely the sacred Triamazikamno, cosmic objective science formulates it in these terms. All new arisings issue from previous arisings through the Harnel Miatznel, which is a process that takes place in the following way. The higher blends with the lower in order together to actualize the middle, which thus becomes either the higher for the preceding lower or the lower for the succeeding higher. As I've already told you, this sacred Triamazikamno consists of 3 independent forces, which are called the first, Surpothios, the second, Surpskineros, the third, Surpathanatos. Objective science calls these 3 holy forces of the sacred Triamazikamno by the following names. The first, the affirming force, or the pushing force, or simply the force plus. The second, the denying force, or the resisting force, or simply the force minus. The third, the reconciling force, or the equilibrating force, or the neutralizing force. At this place of my explanations concerning the fundamental laws of world creation and world maintenance, it's interesting to note, by the way, that the 3 brain beings of this planet that has taken your fancy, during the period before the consequences of the properties of the organ Kunda buffer had been crystallized in their common presence, began to be aware of these 3 holy forces of the sacred Triamazikamno, which they named the first, God the Father, the second, God the Son, and the third, God the Holy Ghost. In various circumstances, they express the hidden meaning of these forces and their longing to receive from them a beneficent effect for their own individuality by the following prayers. Sources of divine rejoicings, revolts, and sufferings, direct your action upon us. Or, holy affirming, holy denying, holy reconciling, be transubstantiated in me for my being. Or, holy God, holy the firm, holy the immortal, have mercy on us. Now, my boy, listen very attentively. In the beginning, as I've already told you, our Most Holy Son Absolute was maintained solely by means of these two primordial sacred laws. But at that time, these laws functioned quite independently without the help of any forces whatever coming from outside, and this system was called auto-egocrat. And when our all-maintaining endlessness decided to change the principle of functioning of both these fundamental sacred laws, he made their hitherto independent functioning dependent on forces coming from outside. Since this new system required the existence of corresponding sources outside the Sun Absolute, where such forces could arise, and from which they could flow into the presence of the Most Holy Sun Absolute, our almighty endlessness was then compelled to create our existing megalocosmos, with all the cosmoses of different scales and the relatively independent cosmic formations contained in it. And since then, the system for maintaining the existence of the Sun Absolute has been called Trogo Auto-Egocrat.